주 감히 오 감히 주 베슬렘 Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exaltation, O sing, all ye bright host of heaven above. Glory to God, glory in the highest, O come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we grieve thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Amen.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good to see you, and Merry Christmas to you. I pray that your yesterday was filled with goodness, no matter what you did or who you spent it with. I pray that in the flow of your day, you sensed the nearness of God, if only for a second or two, whether that came from watching your children or your grandchildren, or a unexpected memory, a joyful one, came to your mind, or the meal that you ate around a table. In places where you feel most alone, I pray that yesterday was a companion for you, sensing a God who, like you, also knew weakness and need. I am so thankful to be with you today. My name is Steve Sargent, and I am a minister of this faith community. We have quite a few of our folks out of town still, and if you are visiting with us from out of town or joining with some friends or neighbors today here in person or online, we're so thankful for your presence. You are welcome here. A little bit later in our service, we will share communion together. So if you are watching on Facebook Live, now's a great time to get those supplies ready, the bread, the cup, and eat with us when we get there. A quick note about today's service. If you have a bulletin, you'll notice a couple of slots. There's an Isaiah reading a little bit later, as well as the Lord's Prayer. For both of these, we're looking for two different volunteers. So when that time comes, if you would like to read one of those, if you would like to pray the Lord's Prayer, you can just come up here and do that at the microphone. I'm going to leave the Isaiah text, should you need it, just right here. Well, we continue to light candles today, one for hope, which we did at the beginning of Advent, one for peace, the second week, one for joy, the third week, last week for love, and today we light one for the Christ who has come. And Christ unites all of these candles into one light so that all may come to see. Would you please stand for our psalm for today? Let's remain standing for the couple of songs that follow. Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed the righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity. Let's worship together.
Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity. Pleased as man with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Pleased as man with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Come, desire of nations, come, fix in us thy humble home. Come, desire of nations, come, fix in us thy humble home. Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo, gloria in excelsis Deo. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? What the gladsome tidings be which inspire your heavenly song? Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Come to Bethlehem and see him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Please be seated.
Good morning, church. Merry Christmas to all. This morning, could you please bow with me? Father, we come before you this morning, thanking you, Lord, for all the blessing, all the glory, and forgiveness. Father, we pray this morning for all those who join us online, that, Lord, every one of them heart will be touched and full with thanksgiving and happiness. Father, we give thanks today for all the candles on the table, for love, for peace, for happiness, for joy, and for togetherness. Lord Jesus, we give thanks for everyone who is in this church today, Lord. Father, we give church thanks for all the people around the world, Lord Jesus, because we know, Lord, it's only you can do it. We thank you, Lord, that, Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Reading from Isaiah chapter 52. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your watchmen lifts up their voices. Together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Burst into songs of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord has confronted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all-gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they come with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music flows o'er all the weary world. Above its sad and lonely plains, they bend on hovering wing, and blessed angels sing. Yet with the woes of sin and strife, the world has suffered long. Beneath thy angel strain have rolled 2,000 years of wrong. And men at war with men hear not the love song which they bring. Oh, hush the noise, ye men of strife, and hear the angels sing. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. O morning stars, together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his hand. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the heavenly angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing alleluia. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Silent night, holy night, wondrous star, lend thy light, with the angels let us sing alleluia to our King. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born.
Okay, before Chuck comes up and reads another text for this morning, you see our Roots kids already moving to the back. If you are in that age category, you can join Miss Brandy, who's already moving back there as well. Chuck, come and read our text for today, please.
The reading this morning is from the book of John, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through him the world was made. And though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Thank you for reading, Chuck. Jeff, thanks for jumping up here and leading the Lord's Prayer. And Glenn, thank you for the Isaiah text. Let's pray together, please. O God, who meets us, we give you thanks. We pray that you would once again meet us here and pour forth through me now the gift of preaching. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear. Because of Christ, we pray and do all things. Amen. Today, we have gathered very simply a few carols, a few scriptures, a simple meal and a moment of bread and juice. We also gather profoundly, welcoming as a collected people the birth of Christ. The story we've come to know so well can still surprise us, even in its familiarity. Through the Christmas songs we can easily recite and the nativity scenes we can readily build, we can still be startled by Jesus' humble beginnings, a borrowed shelter, a feeding trough, born to a family stuck in poverty. The characters involved can astound us too. Celestial beings that somehow suddenly appear. Young shepherds who drew the short end of the stick, having to work through the night. Astrologers from an Eastern religion who followed the stars and celebrated the appearance of God and a child by giving costly gifts. Quietly, the redemption of creation was carried by and birthed from an ordinary young woman who was brave with life in her womb. Amazingly, the reconciliation of the world arrived small and unassuming and dependent and vulnerable. Remarkably, the grace of God was delivered through pain and tears and body. Friends, Christ is still being born today, still redeeming creation, still reconciling the world to himself, still offering grace in every situation. Jesus still meets us today, often in small, unassuming, dependent, vulnerable ways. This we hope and we believe. At least one of our tasks is to let the Christmas Christ child grow within us, maturing our faith, strengthening our bones, and finding joy in the journey. We praise God for gifts like that, and we in turn offer our own, wrapped or not, our hands, our feet, our lives, our minds, our hearts. God does not force us to give any of these things. We give them of our own accord, laying them down right there before Him. And we worship. I am completely honored this morning to read for you a short message, a sermon, really, that has been read just about every single Advent and Christmas season at this congregation for at least the last 15 years. It's the writing of David Pipes, one of our former shepherds here, who passed away in 2018. It's also shaped by Kay Pipes, and every year she would help tweak a word here or there, remove a phrase, add a line. This little homily has become liturgy around here, a recurrent reading that informs us of who we are in God. Personally, it has also deeply shaped and formed me, my own understandings, my own theology. I hear it year after year after year, and yet it always seems fresh to me and relevant, a poignant reminder of God's presence with us. So here we go. In Scripture, we learn that one of God's names is Emmanuel, which means God with us. Not far away, right here beside us. We sometimes think of God as far away, remote, up there, but that's not right. In Jesus, God came very near. The Word became flesh and lived for a while among us. God's Son walked with us, fished with us, ate with us, celebrated with us, mourned with us. Emmanuel, God with us. Not against us, with us. We sometimes think of God as looking for ways to find us in the wrong, to judge us, to condemn us, but that is not right. God is the shepherd who heads to open country to seek us out. God is the one who searches in the dark for us. God is the Father who waits on the porch for us to come home. Emmanuel, God with us. Not unfamiliar with pain, suffering along with us. We sometimes think of God as too separate, too other, too unfeeling, too unhuman. But that is not right. God is the God who weeps. God is the God who begs for this cup to be taken from Him. God is the God who suffers and dies. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's chosen ones? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, is the one who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. What shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it's written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Emmanuel, God with us. It's the gospel in a single word. And together we say or we type, amen and amen. Let's stand as we sing and worship.
Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word.
Please be seated. Emmanuel, God who is with us, brings us again to this table, which he does every single week, every single time we gather, and we give thanks for that, for the bread, for the cup that has been graciously given for us to share, to remind each other that Christ is indeed among us and in each other. To this we celebrate and eat once again today. I'm going to pray in a moment, and if some of you want to come and help me serve this congregation today, what a gift that will be. Let's pray together and then we'll eat and drink together. We give you thanks, O God, not only for yesterday when we remember that Christ was indeed born and among us, but also the Christ who lives even still. And we celebrate his Emmanuelness every single day. As we eat and drink, give us eyes again to see and ears again to hear. Move us with your strength and with your courage. As a congregation, call us to mimic and embody who you are and who you want us to be. It's through Christ we pray. Amen.
Live again in us. He came to be a comely king and friend. He paid to heal and show the lost ones his love. He came to go, prepare a place for us. That's why we praise him. That's why we sing. That's why we offer him our everything. That's why we bow down and worship his King. Because he gave his everything. Alleluia. 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 That's why.
The elders asked me to give us an update on our budget. This is the end of the calendar year, but it's the first end of the first quarter of our fiscal year. And I'm very pleased to say that we've done very, very well. We're pretty much right on task where we had hoped to be with our budget. Proud of you all. You know, as we've heard this morning, all that is in this earth is a gift of our God, and we are here to be shepherds of the gifts we have. And the Lord is always thankful when we give anything we give. Our friends the IRS, on the other hand, if you want them to give you credit, you need to get whatever you're going to give this year back to the offices here by Friday. Would you bow with me, please? Lord God, giver of all good gifts, we thank you for the blessings that you shower upon us. We ask now that as we return some portion of that to you, that you continue to bless the work here and those that do it. These things we pray through your Son. Amen. Now if I can get Glenn to come help me, we'll do what we do.
Right, a couple of family matters to share with you. You see in your bulletin today that on January 8th, which is a Saturday at 1 p.m., we'll have a memorial service right here in this room for our sister Joyce Van Houten. You are certainly welcome to come to that. And the family has specifically requested that if you come, that you please wear a mask also. So we will honor them in that. And you see up on the screen, there are no Bible classes today or next Sunday, so rest, go and be, go take a nap, eat with one another, celebrate if you're a class teacher, rest, and Sabbath in these ways. We'll pick that up again, I think January 9th is that Sunday. Benediction is twofold. The first is from Colossians chapter 3, and then Caleb will lead us and beautiful Star of Bethlehem. So would you please stand as I read from Colossians 3, then we'll be led in song before we are dismissed out of this place. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
O beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving a light for those who long have gone, and guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. O beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawn. Oh, give us thy light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope of light, guiding the pilgrim through the night, over the mountain till the break of dawn. And into the light of perfect day, it will give out a lovely ray. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. O beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawn. O give us thy light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. O beautiful star, the hope of rest for the redeemed, the good, the blessed, yonder in glory when the crown is won. For Jesus is now that star divine, brighter and brighter he will shine. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. O beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawn. O give us thy light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. O beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawn.